with me just for the hell of it.
It seemed like the Fratellis were everywhere during South by Southwest. The rock band from Glasgow, Scotland, performed at a couple of invitation-only parties per day along with their official Thursday night showcase set. That, along with the fact that Pete Townsend, co-founder of The Who, took to the stage and jammed with the young band during an afternoon appearance, helped to make the Fratellis one of the buzz bands of South by Southwest 2007. South By began as a way to bring attention to Texas bands, a talent expo where labels came to sign what they hoped would be the next big thing. Over the years, it has also been a place for record companies to show off their new artists before thousands of media and music business attendees during the almost week-long event. In addition to the Fratellis, the buzzed about new artists this year included three others from Britain, Amy Winehouse, Lily Allen, and The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. 2007 also saw showcases from Welsh and Japanese bands, with groups from South Africa and Beijing, China also getting notice. With the focus on new acts, it's easy to forget that South by Southwest also showcases its share of legends. And this year, one of the toughest shows to get into was by an old-timer, Iggy Pop with the Stooges. The reunited group just released The Weirdness, its first album in 33 years, and it seemed like everyone in Austin wanted to see the Stooges in action.
The Stooges fight poverty in secret. The Stooges fight poverty in secret. No!
Another talked about set was the Stax Records 50th anniversary party, featuring Steve Cropper, Duck Dunn, and Booker T and the MGs, along with other special guests. In the 1960s, Stax Records released some of America's greatest soul music, charting 167 hit songs on Billboard's Hot 100 and close to 250 on the magazine's R&B hit list. Songs like Green Onions, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, and Knock on Wood are just a few of the Stax hits. The Memphis, Tennessee label went bankrupt in 1976, but the Concord Music Group recently announced the reactivation of the label. Their first release, timed to coincide with South by Southwest, was Stax 50, a 50th anniversary celebration. It's a 2-CD box set containing 50 of the best tracks from Stax Records' entire history. Attending her first South by Southwest this year was Pam Tillis. The Grammy-winning country singer and songwriter was trying to make a tough choice when I spoke with her. Should she go out to hear some of the showcase acts or rest up for her own performance?
As much as I want to play down here, sometimes I think I'd like to come just as a spectator, because when you've got your own thing to take care of, I think it's kind of inhibiting. You know, like I don't want to talk all day and all night and stay out and smoke and drink and do all, you know, and then sound like crap on my own showcase. But this is fantastic, and there's every kind of music represented here and countries from all over the world, and the energy is incredible.
In the end, Pam Tillis seemed to find the happy medium. She managed to go out and discover some new music and still sound spectacular during her official showcase performance. During that set, she offered up several songs from her forthcoming album, Rhinestoned, along with several of her top 10 country hits. The new album, which is due out April 20th, includes several new Pam Tillis originals, along with songs by Walt Wilkins, John Randall, and Verlin Thompson's Betting Money on Love. I'm Catherine Cole.
Somebody change the channel. We ain't watching no football in my bar. I still miss that little Mustang I drove up in that spring from Birmingham. Well, it's a long story and I'm closing early and I ain't got time to tell it, so drink up now. I tell you one thing, I think I love the car more than I ever loved the man. Well, he had the Saints at 14 points. He said there wasn't any way that he could lose. And I time, I thought it was just a game, a way to spend a Sunday afternoon. Yeah, well, I know better now, and anyway, I'm happy where I am. But if they hadn't missed that field goal in the second half, I think I'd sing a different tune.